be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can someone just lift up your two hands and let's worship the God of our salvation. Let's worship the God, creator of the ends of the earth. Let's give him praise and give him thanks. What a mighty God we serve in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody, lift him up. Lift him up. Exalt him. Exalt his holy name. Bless the name of the Lord your God. Bless the name of the Lord your God. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Jesus, we glorify your holy name. Jesus, we magnify your name. There is none like you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. We bless you, God of mercy. We bless you. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. Nega barato shananata shegela tozetia. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will somebody lift up your voice today and ask Jesus to speak to you? Ask him to speak to you. The Bible says the entrance of the world. It is the entrance of the world that brings understanding. The entrance of the world giveth understanding. Ask the Lord to speak to you. The people came to him early in the morning to hear him. Jesus, I have come to hear you. Speak to me today. I'm asking for your hand. Speak to me today. Jesus, speak to me today. My Father, speak to me today. Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are here once again at your feet. For without you, we can do nothing. Therefore, we are asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will speak directly to us. Let our ears be open. Let our heart be open to receive from you. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us today. You sent a word to Jacob and enlightened the whole of Israel. My Father, that one word that will change the destiny of somebody, let it be released today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, or if you are by yourself, welcome yourself to the year of awesome deeds in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Please, let's be seated. I would like you to bring out your Bible if you are by your side. Bring out your Bible, please, and your writing materials. Amen. Bring out your Bible and your writing materials. This service tonight is very, very important. Very, very important. And I'm praying God, your whole spirit, soul, and body will be focused, paying attention to the word of God. Because something is about to break loose in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. The next level of your life is about to open up in the name of Jesus. Amen. And everything that has resisted you in a particular level, tonight, as we take that communion, it shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to your next levels in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to your next level in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
Every tongue that is risen against you in judgment as your shepherd, I condemn it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
The Bible said not one of them was feeble. Therefore, every form of sickness amongst us, I curse it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we decree.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome to your month of next levels in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today, I want to talk to you about a message titled, Never Accept Defeat. Never accept defeat. Can I hear somebody say, I will never accept defeat.
I will never accept defeat.
Oh, come on. Say it like you know what you are. Say it like you are in a boxing arena.
I will never accept defeat.
Never accept defeat. Hallelujah. Never accept defeat. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
1 John chapter 5. Let's begin from 1 John chapter 5. We'll read a portion of verse 1, and then we'll move over to verse 4. Look at what the Bible says. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Let's jump to verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. This is the victory that has overcome the world and our faith. Is somebody hearing me? This is the victory that has overcome the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, listen to me, people of God. You and I have the potential of being a world overcomer. According to that scripture, you and I have the potential. Is somebody hear what I'm talking about? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You, if you know the person, invite the person. Okay? Glory to God. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Now look at that. You and I have the potential of being a world overcomer according to the scripture we just read. If the Bible is true, and of course we believe and we know that the Bible is true, then God has provided everything we need to live a total victorious life, to become a world overcomer. Total victory. From glory to glory, from level to level. That's what the Bible says. From level to level. And I want you to understand that. Living in victory is the will of God for you and I. Living in victory. And God has destined, God has ordained you to live in victory. Look at your neighbor and say, I refuse to accept defeat. You know, the way you are saying it, you are not saying it with power. You are not saying it with authority as if you know what you are talking about. Can I hear somebody say, I refuse to accept defeat?
I refuse to accept defeat.
You know, the devil knows when you are not serious. I refuse to accept defeat. No, that's somebody that's not serious. That's somebody that will be dealt with. But with intensity of your heart, with passion from your heart, even in the midst of challenges, you look at those challenges and say, look, listen to me, I refuse to accept defeat. With courage and strength. Because the enemy is not joking. Neither should you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, living in defeat is a curse. Living in defeat is a curse. It's in the Bible. Let's read it. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Read verse 25. Now, from verse 15 of that chapter to the end, everything there is the curse, the curse, the curse, the curse. And in verse 25, the Bible said the Lord will cause you to be defeated. Did you see that? Is to be defeated is under the curse. He said it will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. It will cause you to be defeated. But thank God we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. That means we have been redeemed from a defeated life.
God has redeemed us from a life that is termed defeated. God has redeemed us from a life of failure. God has redeemed us from a life of nonentity. We have been redeemed. That's what the Bible says. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is every man that hangeth on the tree. Did you see that? Jesus Christ took the curse on your behalf and released you into his freedom. So we have been released from defeat. You don't have to accept defeat or live in defeat. You don't have to live it. You don't have to at all. And by the time we are through today, beginning from this day, you will never know defeat again in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Let's look at that. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now, thanks be to God, who always, I love that word there, always, not sometime, who always leads us in triumph. Always. God leads us in triumph. Always. Somebody say always.
Always.
Always. Always. He leads us in triumph. The King James Version says, he causes us to triumph always. Is somebody understanding that?
Yes, sir.
And I tell you the truth, always mean always. I mean, all you can even see always in the ways of your academic is leading you in success, in victory, in the ways of your career victory, in the ways of your morality victory, every way, in your finance victory, in your health victory, 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 victory. It leads us to triumph always. What a joy. What a joy to know Jesus. So please, we do not have to accept defeat. To win every time is God's will for my life, is God's will for your life. To win every time is God's will for your life and is God's will for my life. That's why this month has been declared to you and I as a month of next levels. From one level to another, you keep making progress. Keep making progress. For the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. So anything that is not victory, you must not accept it. You must not accept it. Jesus Christ paid for your, he paid for your victory. He paid for you to have success. He paid for you to live a glorious life, a fulfilling life. Please do not accept defeat. And let me say this, it begins from your thinking. Living a victorious life begins from your thinking. It begins from your thinking. That's why Sunday message last week is very, very important. We said so many things, but I think I can refresh our mind here. Number one, we said, remove small thinking from your life. If you are going to be thinking small, you are going to experience small life. And that's not God's plan for you. God's plan for you is very, very clear. He said that he will set you high above nations of the earth. And we say you should remove negative thinking, because negative thinking will bring you down. Negative thinking will give you defeat. Negative thinking will always bring defeat to the people that is thinking negatively. You must refuse it. You must fight against every negativity in your mind. And we also said you must remove every impossibility thinking. When the people say it is impossible, don't accept it. When the doctor says it is impossible, don't accept it. When the financial giant says it is impossible, don't accept it. Because with God, all things are possible. Is somebody hearing that? So no matter the situation or circumstances, always believe that somehow, some way, God will make a way for me. God will see me through. Somehow, I don't know how, I don't know when, I just know that God will make a way for me because he's a way maker. He makes a way where there seems to be no way, the Bible says. Can you imagine a God that makes a way in the desert? If you know what is a desert, as you drew a line on the ground, as you are drawing that line on the ground, the wind is covering it. So there's no way. You don't know where it's south, you don't know where it's north, you don't know where it's east. But the Bible says God makes a way in the desert. Or is it the Red Sea? He made a way in the Red Sea. So why won't he make a way for you? He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. So make up your mind. Is somebody hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Make up your mind. I know God is making a way for me. Should be your resolve in the midst of trying situation, in the midst of circumstances, when Satan is telling you that it is not going to be possible, this is your end, you are come to destruction, that is when you should be saying, I know God is making a way for me. In fact, God has made a way for me. Glory to God. In Romans chapter 12, Paul the apostle tells us very clearly not to be conformed to this world. We are not to be conformed to the thinking of this world. We are to be transformed from the inside out. We are not to follow the pattern of the thinking of this world. But let's look at that scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, from the Message translation. I love it so much from the Message translation. He said, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. There's a culture in the land. The culture we just suck you in if you follow it. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He said, do not be so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you. See that? The culture around you always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. The culture around you is always dragging you. The culture wants to take you to their level, but you must not accept it. Their way of thinking is not your way of thinking. The Bible says, the way I think is not the way you think. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So you must start thinking like God is thinking. That's what Apostle Paul is telling us here. You have to expect to be victorious. Expect it. Expect in the midst of that trying time, expect that there is victory for you, because the Bible says Christ, God, causes us, he leads us to triumph, he leads us to victory always. Someone say always.
Always.
So I want you to have that mentality in mind. That victory is your portion. It is not a privilege. It is your right. Victory in Christ is your right. It's not a privilege. It's your right. But it will not drop on your laps. You have to work for it. You have to work for it. When one door closes, look for another door. The Bible says he opens 7 doors for you. Don't just kill yourself for that one door that closed. Is somebody hear what I'm talking about? You have to expect to be victorious according to God's word. Nothing else is acceptable. Nothing else is acceptable. I have to be victorious because Jesus Christ paid for me. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for me to be victorious. Nothing else is acceptable. I refuse to accept anything that is defeat. Now listen to this. Let me give you a testimony. When I went to my first pastoral work as the pastor, the lead pastor, I think that was 1995. I was sent to a village called Ayangba in Nigeria. And I got there. And you know what happened? Everybody I went to evangelize to were speaking the dialect. And I don't understand the dialect. Everybody I want to speak with, as I say, good morning, they will respond in their language. Everybody. So I was amazed. So I came back home frustrated. I said, God, if this is the case, how am I going to ever win a soul in this place here? Thank God I had a book, Success Through Positive Mental Attitude. I went to read that book. As I was reading the book, I came to the page where a man went to sell shoes. He couldn't sell shoes. He told himself he must sell shoes in this place. He told himself he must sell. And do you know what? He kept selling. So when I saw that, I said to myself, there must be a way to reach to these people in this town, in this village. It was a village then. Now it's a city. I believe it's a town now. Amen. Glory to God. That's how I went back again to that same village. Started preaching. And before you know it, we were growing. For the 6 months that I was there, with the church grew to about 70-something persons before I was taken away from that place. Listen to me. If I'd accepted the fact that nobody can speak English in this place, I would have been a failure in that land. You must not accept defeat. It is not acceptable. It is not an option. In fact, can I hear someone say that defeat is not an option? It's not an option.
Defeat is not an option.
Please, I want you to take that. A lot of people have defeat mentality. Even before the journey starts, they are defeated. A lot of people, including believers. Well, you must refuse it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I say you must refuse it.
Amen.
Glory to God. You know, when we're expecting our first son, Joshua, the pregnancy came with some very, very challenging time. And eventually, my wife went to see the gynecologist and everything that was... No, not the gynecologist. Now I don't know who that person is. And I said that the child inside will, when the child is born, the child will not survive more than 72 hours. That's 3 days. That the child will die of severe jaundice. When I got that news, I didn't believe it. I didn't accept it. I just said to my wife, I said, it's not possible. I didn't accept it. It was like pouring water on the back of a duck. Because, you know, my faith then was that, you know, the name of Moses says, we ask of him, of the Lord. Before Joshua was born, we said, God, give us, in fact, he wasn't even pregnant. We said, God, give us Joshua. Amen. We call his name Joshua. He wasn't even pregnant. My wife wasn't conceived then. So I could not accept that result, that verdict. I could not accept it. I refused to accept it. Listen to me. Don't take what the doctor says as final. Don't take what the banker says as final. Don't take what the economist says as final. Don't take whatever, including me, don't take what I say as final. What God says is what you should take as final. The word of God should be the finality in your life. The word of God, if I say it is not possible, just look at me and smile and just say, this pastor, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But thank God, I will not encourage you in such a way. I will encourage you in the word of God. Is somebody hear what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Because a lot of people carry defeat mentality. They will tell you, in this Canada, you can't make it like this. You can't make it like this. Except you do this and do this and do this. Listen to me, people of God. Do not accept defeat in your mind. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
So it is very, very important, the people you work with. The folks you work with are very, very important. Associate yourself with people who believe you have the ability to win. The ability to win. If one door closes, open another door. Don't accept defeat. Keep opening doors until you see what you are looking for. Because it's there waiting for you. The victory is waiting for you. Jesus Christ purchased it on your behalf. He's waiting for you. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Stand your ground. Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
It is very, very important that you stand your ground. Are you understanding me? Now, let's look at what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. He says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that comes against the knowledge of God in your life, bring it down. Anything that goes against the word of God is an imagination that wants to bring you down. Go against it. Refuse it. Is somebody hearing that?
Yes, sir.
He said, cast down imaginations. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, cast it down. If it does not line up with the word of God, cast it down. Don't agree with it. They say you can't get a job here. There's a better company waiting for me. That's what you should tell yourself. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Glory to God. There's a better one waiting for me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Praise
Do not allow thoughts of defeat and failure to settle in your mind. Do not allow it. Do not allow thoughts of defeat and failure to settle in your mind. Look, listen to me. You have, God brought you to this land to enthrone you, not to make you a slave. God brought you here for enthronement. He brought you here to lift you high. If only you will obey him. And I know you will obey God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
That's the word of God. Blessed be God. When the devil, you see, defeat and failure are the lies of the devil. And he wants you to accept it. He wants you to accept it. But you don't have to accept it. You don't have to. You don't have to. I remember when I just got married to my wife, we were just enjoying ourselves, my wife and myself alone, then the children have not come. Suddenly my wife was having this unusual pain in the stomach. Unusual pain. The pain was so terrible. Finally, we decided to go to the hospital. We got to the hospital, we got to the clinic, and the doctor said, my wife, he pressed one side of my wife's tummy. Do you feel any pain? My wife said no. He pressed another side. My wife said, ah! He pressed it. He said, it's ulcer. I said, it cannot be. I told the doctor, I said, it cannot be. The doctor looked at me, said, are you a doctor? I said, yes. Glory to God. Then my faith was a stubborn faith. My God, I tell you, we need to have that stubborn faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. A faith that refused to accept defeat. That refused to accept anything that Jesus Christ paid for. That is contrary to what Jesus Christ paid for. You should refuse it. I took my wife home. And that's how ulcer died in her life. Never to resurrect anymore. Because I said no. If I'd said yes, it would have settled down. Is somebody getting that? Now, look at the message translation of that same verse we are reading. He said, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God. Tearing down barriers. The message translation, I love it. He said, tearing down barriers. The King James said, casting down imaginations. This one, he said, tear, because there are barriers that will be erected against the truth. God says he has set you free. The devil said you are in bondage. Which will you believe? Because how you think has everything to do with your going to your next levels. How you think. If you are going to be thinking small, that's where you are going to. If you are going to be thinking negativity, that's where you are going to. If you are going to be thinking impossibility, that's where you are going to. And that's what the enemy wants. But you must refuse it. You must refuse it. Look at 2 Corinthians also again, chapter 4, verse 4. I want to read from the Amplified Translation this time around. He said, for the God of this world has blinded the unbeliever's mind. And unfortunately, he's blinding believers' eyes now. He's blinding their eyes. That they should not discern the truth. Did you see that? They should not discern the truth. You will hear believers say, but look, let's talk reality. What is reality? The truth is reality. The word of God is reality. Nothing can be more real than the word of God. He said, let's come down to the real thing. The word of God is the real thing. What you are seeing is not the real thing. What you are seeing is subject to change.
Yes, sir.
It's subject to change. So don't accept it. Don't accept defeat. My spirit is angry this evening against the devil and his deceit. He says here that they should not discern the truth, preventing them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Did you see that? So the enemy blinds the minds of believers, that they may not discern the truth. That they may not discern the truth. But you know the truth? The truth is, you are not a failure. That's the truth. You are not a failure. That's the truth. You are not a failure. That's the truth.
Amen.
The truth is, you are not to live in defeat. That's the truth. You are not to live in defeat. The truth is, you are a world overcomer. The truth is, you have the ability to triumph always. Not sometime. Always. Win one, win the other one. Win one, win. You keep winning. You have that potential. It is there, given to you by Christ Jesus. Given to you by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Is somebody understanding that?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it is your choice. Who will you believe? Who will you believe? You will believe the circumstance that tells you that you are a failure? Or you will believe the word of God that says that you have overcome, that you are an overcomer? The choice is yours. Make your choice. And God has sent me today to help you to make the right choice. That you have the capacity, you have the potential to be a world overcomer. You have it. It's inside of you. It's there. But it starts from your thinking. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
But let me tell you this. You have to be patient walking with God in His word. You have to be patient walking with God in His word. Are you understand what I'm talking about? You have to be patient walking with God in His word. Blessed be God. And to be patient, listen to this, people of God. To be patient means you are constant, consistent, and never changing regardless of the situation. Your mind remains constant. You refuse to accept defeat. Your mind remains constant that Jesus has made a way for you. Jesus is making a way. Jesus is showing you the way. You are going to get over. You have to remain constant in your mind. You have to remain consistent. You can't stop giving because you say it's not working. You stop giving. No way. You keep on giving. You keep on giving. You keep on giving. Even when you are not seeing the result now, you keep on giving because you know that God cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Impossible for Him to lie.
If you don't know that, go and read the book of Hebrews. Read the book of Genesis. God swore by himself. God swore by himself. By himself. He couldn't, you know, now I came from Nigeria. You, my sons here, you don't understand what I'm going to talk now. In those days, when they want to settle a case, they go to the shrine, which is stronger than them. They use the shrine to swear. And that settles the matter. The wrong person will suddenly die or go mental or something will happen to that person. Once they swore, it settles the case. Once there is a swearing involved, the case is settled. That's why you hear some people, they say they swear on their mother's grave because they believe so much in the power of their mother. And yet, God couldn't swear by anyone greater, so he swore by himself. And listen to me. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has also sworn to you. Just like he swore to David, he has also sworn to you by his holiness that he will not lie. He never tells a lie. Never. So please, be constant, consistent, and never changing, regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances. That's the definition of patience. Patience doesn't mean you just sit down doing nothing. No, you are constant doing something. You are consistent, regardless. You are not changing. That is patience. Holding on to what you believe, that is patience. Look at it. John chapter 3 verse 31. I would like us to read from the Amplified Translation. So Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, hold fast to my teachings." I want you to take note of that word, hold fast. That's it. Hold fast. Don't let it go. You hold it fast. Are you getting what I'm talking about? What you believe, you hold on to it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. Because you see, faith is an action word. Faith is a verb. It's an action word. It is a doing word. You hold on to the word of God. You are doing something with the word of God. Doing something with the word of God. Hold fast to it. And what is the opposite of holding fast to something? Is to let it go. And that's what the enemy comes. So he comes to bombard you with all manner of things. It's not working. This is not working. They refuse you here. They refuse you there. And you are becoming weak. Your legs are becoming... No, the Bible says strengthen your feeble knees. Let it be strengthened by the word of God. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
And you know the truth? God will never say it's over until you win. That's something I like about God. I mean, I watched the European champion last Sunday. I rarely watch football these days, but fortunately I was in a place and I watched it. I love football. I like watching football. I like football. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, once the game was 1-1, the referee blew the whistle. You know something about God? God will not blow that whistle until you score and you win. That's something about God. The game will not stop until you win.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So please, refuse every defeat mentality. We shared on Sunday those 10 men among the 12 spies that had this defeat mentality. And what happened to them? They were defeated. Why were they having that mentality? Because of what they saw. Because of what they saw. That's why we said to you, irrespective of what you see, irrespective of what you experience, listen to me. Your experience do not identify who you are. Your experience, if you fail, doesn't mean you are a failure. If you are not a failure. Your experience doesn't justify who you are. Your experience doesn't give you an identity. No! The word of God does.
And the word of God says, you are a victor. You are a victor. He says, you have been given the victory. Thanks be to God that giveth us the victory in Christ Jesus. He gives us the victory. Victory belongs to us.
Hallelujah.
You must have this mentality. These 10 men, they didn't have that mentality. Are you understanding that? But Caleb and Joshua, they were a different species. The Bible says they were of another spirit. I like that. Glory to God. I like that. And you know, if you read the Bible in the book of Numbers chapter 13, the Bible says in verse 31, there we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so were we in their sight. Did you see that mentality? That's a defeat mentality. That is impossibility mentality. That is a negative mentality. You must refuse it. When the pressures are coming to you, that you see, you can't pay your bills, this is how you are going to live from month to month, you say, no, not me. The Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Every time the thought comes, after you rebuke the thought, it will come again. No, don't think. You see, Satan, the Bible says he left Jesus for a while. After he tempted Jesus, the Bible says he left him for a season. A season means for some time. He came again. Even though it wasn't recorded in the Bible, he came again. The devil will come again through your mind. He will attack your mind. But listen to me. Every time he comes, use the weapon that Jesus used. Every time he comes and tells you, this is how your life is going to be in this place. See, you are finished. I've captured you. Say to him, you are a joker. You have always been a dead liar. You are the father of all lies. In fact, if Satan tells you one thing, know that the opposite is the case. Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So please, refuse to accept defeat. Instead of giving up, trust God. Instead of giving up, trust God. That's the life of the Apostle Paul. That's the kind of style he lived. That is what he lived for. He said, instead of giving up, instead of accepting defeat, Apostle Paul trusted in God. You and I have to trust in God. You and I have to trust God. We have to trust God, people of God. I tell you the truth, it begins from your mind. It begins from your mind. I don't know how to stress this point, but the truth is, it begins from your mind. You have to trust God. When you see the situations, when you see the circumstances, when you see the bills around you, you need to say to yourself, my God is more than able. My God is more than able. My God is more than able. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Paul the apostle was so persuaded that God has done it before and God will do it again. That was his persuasion. That God has delivered him before, God will deliver him again. And if necessary, again and again and again. As many times as he requires deliverance, God is always right there before he calls to deliver him. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's look at this scripture when Paul the apostle was talking about his experience. You know, the Bible said the things that are written for our example. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. I'd like to read from the Message translation. We don't want you in the dark, friends, about how hard it was when all this came down on us in Asia province. It was so bad, we didn't think we were going to make it. Did you see that? It was so bad, we didn't think we were going to make it. We felt like we've been sent to death row, that it was all over for us. As it turned out, it was the best thing that could have happened. Instead of trusting in our own strength, now listen to this. Instead of trusting in our own strength or wits to get out of it, we were forced to trust God totally. And this must become your mindset. Totally. You must have no reserve trust anywhere. Your trust must be in God totally. Wake up in the morning, say to yourself, God, I trust in you. As you are driving to work or you are taking the bus to work, God, I trust in you. You alone is my trust. I have no other trust. I have no other God. There is no God anywhere. There is nobody anywhere to call to help. I don't look, God, you are my help. Are you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
He says, not a bad idea, since he is the God who raises the dead. And he did it. He rescued us from certain doom, and he will do it again, rescuing us as many times as we need rescuing. I like that. As many times. He will do it again. He will do it again, again and again. Did you see that? So you must not accept defeat. This is Paul. Now, look at it. He came to a point in Acts of Apostles. Do you know they brought that man because of what he was preaching? They stoned him and they thought they had killed him because he became lifeless. In fact, they killed him. But the man refused to die. He refused to accept death. He refused to accept defeat. You can read that because of the purpose of time. You can read that. Just write it down when you get after the service. I wanted to say when you get home. Glory to God. Acts chapter 14, verse 19 to 20. You read it later on. The Bible says he got up. He got up from that place. He just wouldn't accept defeat or quit. I don't know what you are passing through. Are you looking for a job? And they are turning you down? Refuse to accept what you are hearing. Tell yourself, there's a job out there for me and I'll get it. Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
There's a place for me. Oh, there's a place for me in this city. There's a place. God brought us here to take charge. And we are taking charge in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Look at that. As we round up, let me share this with you now. Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. For I know this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and your supply of your spirit of Jesus Christ. He was in prison in this place. He was in prison when he was writing this scripture. He was in prison. But the man just refused to accept defeat. He was in prison. He refused to accept defeat. And he was released later on. And you know, of course, if you know very well, finally, when he was ready to go, he said, my time to depart has come. No, death couldn't take Paul. Paul said, in one place, he said, whether to go or not to go, I don't know which to choose. He said, but for your sake, I will choose to stay so I can teach you the ways of God. And that's the way I'm teaching you right now. And the way I'm telling you right now is, do not accept defeat. Do not accept it. God has not called you to defeat. Defeat is not an option. Quitting is not an option. Failure is not an option. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Will somebody rise up to your feet here this evening, let's take some time to pray, because God is about to do something unique in your life. Oh, you must not accept defeat. I don't know what has been threatening you. I don't know what has been threatening your mind, threatening your life. Listen to me, people of God. Defeat is not an option. Quitting is not an option. Throwing in the towel is not an option. Failure is not an option. You say, oh, I'm tired of life. I'll commit suicide. That's not the option. It's not an option. You have life in Christ Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to declare that I have victory in Christ Jesus. Victory in Christ. Victory in life is my portion. Somebody lift up your voice. Come on, somebody lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. What you say is very, very important at this time. The Bible says, whosoever believes in Jesus Christ is an overcomer. Whosoever believes in Jesus Christ is an overcomer. Because you believe in Jesus Christ, you have overcome. Because you believe in Jesus Christ, because you have faith in God, because you have faith that Jesus Christ is alive, you have overcome. That's who you are. That's who you are. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to talk to your Father. Begin to talk to your Father. I'm not a failure. I refuse the spirit of failure. I refuse the spirit. I refuse every defeat mentality. I refuse every defeat mentality. Defeat is not my portion. Defeat is not my portion. Quitting is not my portion. Throwing in the towel is not my portion. Failure is not my portion. Victory is my portion. Victory is my portion. And I am victorious in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What is he saying? He's saying, the redeemed is saying, I am a victor. I am not a victim. I am a victor, not a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to talk to your Father in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I rejected because you won't say that.
Reject every spirit of impossibility. Everything that said to you, you will live with this sickness, reject it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be God. Lift up your two hands unto God. And begin to thank him for what you want from the table of his mercy tonight. Thank him for what you want from the table of his mercy tonight. God has spoken very expressly that defeat is not your portion. Very expressly. He's available to deliver you again and again. He's available to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's the kind of God that you serve. That's the kind of God that you serve. Nazo emenuka fretestoi. Elikra to suswade. Breto kafasha. Baria to suswade. Menuku prokutuzaza. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you take this communion today, I decree the seal of the Holy Ghost shall be made evident in your life.
Amen.
As long as you refuse to walk in defeat, you will walk in victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will walk in victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we give you thanks.
We bless you, Lord.
Just before we take the communion, if there's anyone that is listening to this message this day and you have not given your life to Christ, I want you to know, out there, there's negativity all over the place. You can't afford to think in Christ Jesus if you are not of Christ. You want to give your life to Jesus? What an opportunity. I'll pray with you now. Very simple prayer. In fact, if you pray this prayer with me now, Jesus, if you are listening to this message, you pray this prayer with me right now, you'll be born again and you can start walking in the kingdom of God. Just say this prayer with me. Say, dear God, I've heard your word. I believe in your son, Jesus. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Thank you for sacrificing your life for me. I believe you died for my sins. I receive you into my life. Thank you for forgiving me my sins. I'm so sorry for sinning against you and against my life. Thank you for washing me clean, Father, by the blood of your only begotten Son. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I accept you into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior from this day and henceforth for the rest of my life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. If you pray that prayer, you are now born again. Please send an email to us and we'll walk with you. The email address is info@thelovepavilion.org. We'll get back to you, and the glory of God will not depart from your life in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Now lift up your two hands unto the Lord as we receive the communion tonight.
I bless this communion in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not just this communion here, but wherever all the tables are set, let the glory of God rest upon the communion.
Amen.
Amen.
And as you take this communion, may you be strengthened from your inside in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
May you be strengthened from your inside in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
May the glory of God be upon your life.
Amen.
May the glory of God be upon your life.
Amen.
Whatever has not been planted by God, it is uprooted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every failure mentality is shattered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every defeat mentality is shattered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every quitting mentality is shattered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead and take of the communion in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Blessed be God.